请大家继续保持站立。
Please remain standing.
我们要同心默祷。
Now we're going to pray in silence together.
我们把主耶稣基督钉十字架的景象活化在我们的心中。
Let's visualize, in our heart, the scene where the Lord Jesus has crucified for all of us.
阿门。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们来讲有关于圣餐礼的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I will speak on the sermon about Holy Communion Sacrament.
圣餐礼是主耶稣基督被卖的那天晚上所设立的。
Holy Communion has been instituted, at the very night, when the Lord has been betrayed.
我们看哥林多前书十一章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主所领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。二十四节。
Verse 24.
祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”这是记载主耶稣在什么一个情况设立的圣餐。
This passage is talking about the backdrop, where the Lord Jesus instituted Holy Communion.
是他被卖的那一个晚上。
It is the very evening when he was betrayed.
主耶稣为什么要被卖？
And why was Jesus being betrayed?
因为他要为人类钉十字架。
Because he was about to be crucified for the sake of all human.
因为人有罪。
Because as human, we all have sin.
有罪的人不能得到神的接纳。
And for those who have sin, will not be accepted by God.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
好像一个法官。
Just likened to a judge.
你有罪就要判刑。
And if you are guilty, you will be sentenced.
不管你是谁。
Regardless who you are.
就是你是自己的儿子，或者王子，都要判刑。
Even the prince of a country or even your own son has committed a crime, he will have to be sentenced.
但是神又很怜悯。
But then the Lord Jesus, or God, is very merciful.
他不希望看到人这样子沉沦。
He did not want his own, the one that he loved, that falls.
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
就是他自己替他所爱的人来去受罪。
Which is he can only spare his own life for the sake of the ones that he loved.
这样就不违背他自己公义的本质。
And it will not in offense to his own righteousness.
所以他就来到世界。
That's the reason why he came to this world.
成为人的样子。
And he became just like us, a man.
就是主耶稣。
And is Jesus, Lord Jesus himself.
所以他一定要被卖，被钉十字架。
And there's a need for him to be betrayed. There's a need for him to be crucified.
十字架是罗马人所发明的一种非常残忍、没有人道的酷刑。
And a cross has been invented by the Romans as a very brutal and cruel way of punishing a criminal.
我们知道中国古代也蛮残忍的，所以有满清十大酷刑。
We know that in ancient China, especially in Man Dynasty and also Qing Dynasty, they have cruel punishment.
基本上，越把你死亡的时间推迟延长，你受的苦痛越大，那就越残忍。
And it is so brutal that they are able to prolong the time before you die. And the longer the time that you die, the more that you will suffer.
比如说被砍头。
Take for instance beheading.
痛不痛
？Is it painful？
肯定痛，但是头被割下来了，神经断了。就没有感觉了。
It is definitely painful, but the moment where your head has been chopped off, the feelings or the feeling will be gone.
因为是可能这几秒钟。
Because it's only happened in a matter of seconds.
但是罗马人发明了这个十字架。
But then Romans they have invented this cross.
这个死刑的这个刑具。
And this is a tool to punish to have a capital punishment.
你不要小看这两根木头跟三根钉子。
And you should not look down upon this two piece of wood that has been made into a cross.
犯人被钉上去。
all those criminals who has been nailed on the cross.
可以说是让他求生不得，求死不能。
It is such an excruciating pain because neither can they ask for death or life.
钉上去是会流血，但是一下子这个血就停了。
The moment when they are nailed on the cross, it may be bleeding, but it stopped right away.
有一些犯人在上面可以被挂好几天都死不了。
But there are some criminals who has been hung on the cross for days, not dying.
但是那个痛就是每时每刻每秒的。
But the kind of pain can be every second, every minute so excruciating.
其实主耶稣的苦啊，在他被钉十字架之前就已经开始受了。
As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus already feel the pain right before his crucifixion.
而且他被绑起来。
He has been tied up.
罗马人用大铁、大这个皮鞭，加上这个钩子，在末端来鞭打耶稣的背。
And the Romans, they used whip that came with flocks to flock his back.
但是打很大力之后还要拉回来。
And after they beat him so hard, they still have to pull it back.
每打一下，那个背就多了两条非常长的血肉模糊的伤痕。
Every time when the Roman soldier beat him on his back, he will immediately have two large wounds across.
所以说被绑着，他没有办法动弹，一直被抽打。
And the Lord Jesus has been tied down. He wasn't able to move himself, and he continuously take up all this beating.
至少被打40遍。
And at the very least, he has already taken 40 times of beating.
因为主耶稣不是罗马人，罗马人的规定只可以不可以多40遍。
Because according to the rules of the Romans, one criminal cannot have more than 40 whips.
但主耶稣不是罗马人，没有罗马国籍。
But because the Lord Jesus is not a Roman citizen,
就很可怕了。
And it's very scary.
所以他的背已经被打烂，血肉模糊了。
His entire back has been flogged so badly, all his flesh and blood, you just cannot tell how bad the wound was.
脸已经被打肿了。
And his face is all swollen.
那个头已经被荆棘做的冠冕压下去。
And his head has been pierced through by the crown of thorns.
头上有很多的穴道，很敏感，那头皮很敏感。
And there are a lot of blood vessels and also nerves that going through our skull.
这个荆棘的冠冕压下去的时候多痛！
It's so so sensitive that the moment when they press this crown of thorn into his skull, it's so much pain.
更大的苦难在前头啊！
And even more pain that was about to come for him.
被压在两根木头上面。
And he has been forced and pressed on this cross.
大铁锤，打大铁钉，把耶稣的身体固定的时候。
And with a huge hammer, they came with big nails.
那个痛是直接进到心里面的。
And then they nailed it through his limbs. And then such kind of pain went through his heart.
我要把它举起来。
And then they lift his entire body up on the cross.
上面的太阳很大，非常的热。
And the sun was so scorching.
他一直流血,
and he was still bleeding.
但是下面的人呢, 一直骂他, 一直笑他,
and yet the people around him, looking at him, mocking at him.
所以说的心更在流血,
and the heart of the Lord Jesus was bleeding. And why did the Lord Jesus have to suffer this way?
说实在他如果不要,
in fact, he has the powers to just get up from the cross and not to suffer.
他一句话，那些钉他十字架的人全部可以死掉。
With one word from him, everyone who crucified him will die at the spot.
他有能力下来，他不需要受这些苦。
He has the ability to shun away from all this kind of a punishment.
是什么东西固定他在十字架上面？ But what is 坚定？
But what is the one thing that fixated him on the cross?
不是那三根钉子。
It's not about the three nails.
是他对我们的爱。
But rather, it's his love for all of us.
爱那些不可爱的就是我们。
And he loved all those people just like us that is not adorable.
你想想看我们是谁？我们是罪人啊。
Think about us, who we are. We are merely a sinner.
我们以前不认识神，很骄傲。
In the past, we did not know God. We were proud.
或者是做了很多对不起良心、对不起真理的事情。
Or maybe we have done a lot of things that has gone against our conscience.
或者是很不圣洁。
Or maybe we're not holy.
心中没有道理。
Or maybe we don't have the words of God in our heart to begin with.
神早就在我们还没有认识他的时候替我们死。
But the Lord Jesus has long died for every one of us, even before his death.
这个爱有多大。
And how immense the love is.
不单只为我们肉体受苦。
Not only he suffered physically for us.
他还为我们尝死味。
He also tasted the death for us.
哇, 他在十字架面喊出一句话。
And on the cross, he yelled out,
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
He said, Lord, Lord, why did you forsake me?
为什么他会这样讲？
Why did he say that?
因为在撒那，他是用一个人的形象、人的身份、罪人的身份讲出这句话。
Because at that point in time, he spoke, as a person, as a human.
还有个是罪人。
And as a sinner.
全世界的罪的重担压在他身上。
All of the sin of the world that came on his shoulder as a burden.
神不理他。
And God, did not forsake him.
神 forsake him. God forsake him.
And God forsake him.
神弃绝他。
And God forsake him.
这个就是地狱的感觉。
And this is how he felt the Hades.
将来被神弃绝是很可怕的。
In the future, it will be just likened to that when you are forsaken by God.
但是因为主耶稣基督已经替我们受了这些苦。
But then the Lord Jesus has already suffered for the sake of us.
我们才有办法被释放。
That is the reason why we have been relieved from it.
我们刚刚去洗礼，哇，洗礼完上来，刚刚还拍照，恭喜，很高兴啊，得成为神的儿女。
And just now we were all taking photos after baptism and being very joyful.
你有没有想过这个代价是谁帮你付的？
Have you ever thought about the price of it? Who actually paid for it?
你能够成为基督徒那么平安？
And you are able to become a Christian in a very peaceful way?
耶稣早就为你被鞭打了。
All of such.It's because the Lord Jesus has been beaten in the first place. And this kind of grace is immense. But unfortunately, as human, our memory is always so short and temporary. In the very night before the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he instituted this Holy Communion.
今天是十四位新受洗的第一次来领圣餐。
And for all the newly baptized, 14 of you, this is the very first time that you will partake this Holy Communion.
现在你的心可能是火热的。
Your heart right now may be full of zeal.
现在可能你是感动的。
And perhaps right now you are full of inspiration.
可能现在你就不说，我永远不会离开。
And maybe, perhaps you are saying right now that I'll never depart from the Lord.
但是生活是残忍的。
But then the life is brutal.
试探。是常常存在的。
Temptation always exists around you.
可能过了不久，我们就软弱。
Not long after, maybe you'll become cold.
你生活上遇到困难。
And perhaps you will encounter problems in life.
或是别人对你不好。
Or maybe someone mistreated you.
或是你对教会有点失望。
Or maybe you are discouraged by the church.
你就不想来教会。
And you did not want to come to the church anymore.
就软弱走不下去。
And because of your weakness, you are no longer be able to walk further.
这个时候怎么办？
What can you do right now?
我们要仰望十字架。
You must look at the cross.
尤其是圣餐礼啊，是对我们非常大的提醒。
Especially this Holy Communion sacrament serves as a great reminder for every one of us.
主耶稣都不放弃我。
That the Lord Jesus has never forsaken me.
我怎么可以放弃他？
How can I ever forsake him?
这条路再辛苦，我也要走下去。
Doesn't matter how much pain that I go through on this way, I have to press on.
我绝对不可以离开主。
There's no reason for me to depart from the Lord at all.
已经离开了黑暗，我就绝对不能够回去。
Since I already departed from darkness, I will never return to it.
所以这个圣餐呢是要纪念主。
That's the reason why Holy Communion sacrament is in remembrance of the Lord.
第二十五节。
At verse 25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是你们每逢喝的时候也要如此行，为的是纪念我。”
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
主耶稣说，这个圣餐也是一个立约。
The Lord Jesus said that this is a new covenant that I made with you.
我们知道我们签什么重要的合约，去律师行签约。用一支签字笔把你的大名签进去，这个合约就生效了。
At times we do have opportunity to go to the lawyers to sign some agreements or documents.
你签了，你就不能反悔啊，不然你要被告啊，你会付出后果。
And after your signature is done, you can never withdraw from it.
所以你签之前就要想清楚才去签，对不对？
Before you sign it, you should think properly.
信耶稣也是一样啊。
In the same token, it applies to Christians.
你只有一次机会。
There's only one chance that you are given.
没有人强迫你。
No one forced you to do so.
但是你决定信了。
But as soon as you decided to believe,
你就不要反悔。
You should not regret.
耶稣把这个合约给你。
And the Lord Jesus has already given you this covenant.
这个约啊, 是用他的血, 滴出来血的,
this covenant has come with the price of his blood.
意思说主耶稣生命都给你了,
it means to say that the Lord Jesus' life has already been given to you.
他都希望得到你, 对他的尊重, 还有颂服。
In return, he's expecting you to come to him to receive the blessing.
那你一直走的这条路以后就去天国。
And as you walk along this path to heaven, eventually you will end up in heaven.
你就得到生命平安。
And then you will receive the peace of life.
这个是用血签的约。
And all this covenant is made of blood.
你受洗了, 你来领这个圣餐了, 代表你跟这个合约里面有你一份的。
And after a baptism and foot washing, you do have a part with this covenant.
你不要忘记, 你是主的人。
And you should not forget that you are a person of the Lord.
因为主耶稣用生命帮你立约。
Because the Lord has already made the covenant with you with his blood.
你的部分就要把你的生命交给主。
And in terms of your responsibility is to hand over your life to the hands of God.
所以每次来领圣餐就好像说有一个人把你以前签的合约拿给你看。
Every time when we partake Holy Communion Sacrament is as if somebody who took the agreement to show you once again and to remind you.
主答应爱你，主已经做了，你答应做什么？你有没有做到？
The Lord has already promised to love you. What have you done for the Lord in return?
有一些弟兄姐妹哦，平常不来聚会，领圣餐呢最喜欢来。
And there are some brothers and sisters who never come for regular church services, but they love to come for Holy Communion Sacrament.
这种称为圣餐里的信徒。 And
this is the kind of so-called spiritual convocation members or Holy Communion members.
他们以为啊，来领个圣餐我就足够了。
They thought that is already sufficient for them to partake Holy Communion.
其实领圣餐是一个检讨。
But then Holy Communion in itself is the time for us to re-examine.
你过去这半年，过去这一年，你跟所主立的约，你有做到吗？
In the past 6 months or a year, have you done the things that the Lord has instructed you to?
你有好好守安息日吗？
Have you observed the Sabbath day well?
你有好好服侍主吗？
Have you served the Lord well?
你有好好祷告吗？
Have you prayed to the Lord well?
这个都是要反省。
And all this require a lot of self-examination.
所以26节这里说，
Therefore, over at verse 26, it said,
你逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的时子等到他来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
27节, 所以无人不按你吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干饭主的身主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
所以领圣餐之前要反省一下自己。
Before taking the Holy Communion, examine yourself.
主那么爱我。
The Lord loves us dearly.
主跟我立了这个约。
The Lord has made the covenant with us.
我过去这个行为配不配得在神面前领受他的身体他的血？
All my conducts in the past, am I worthy to take this bread and this cup?
28节, 人应当自己省察, 然后吃这饼喝这杯。
Over at verse 28, it says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat the bread and drink of the cup.
如果觉得自己不配,
if you think that you are not worthy,
其实啊, 我们越省察, 就会觉得自己越不配。
As a matter of fact, the more you examine yourself, the more you will think that you are unworthy. Then we must quickly ask for the forgiveness of God.
求主帮助我们领完圣餐之后，我要改变。
So that after receiving Holy Communion, we will quickly change.
下次来领圣餐，就不会一直悔改，每次都一样的事情。
The next time around when we partake the Holy Communion, we will not commit the same sin.
我们求主耶稣帮助，他一定帮助的。
And if we wish to help ourselves, the Lord Jesus is more than glad to help us.
所以等一下注谢的时候，我们要省察认罪，求主赦免。
So as we consecrate the bread and the cup, it's a good time for us to examine ourselves.
还有这个主耶稣的身体，这个圣餐是主耶稣的身体。
And also this bread is the body of the Lord Jesus.
第11章24节，这里注谢完之后，主耶稣就掰开，就说这是我的身体。
Over at verse 24, it says, "Take, this is my body, which is broken."
这个就是一种奥秘。This
is a mystery itself.
还没注谢，那个是一块无效饼。Before
it has been given thanks to God, it is merely a piece of bread.
等一下，我们跪下祷告。
But later on, we'll kneel down and pray.
我们求圣灵同工。
We ask the Holy Spirit to work with us.
灵里面这个饼注谢完之后，它变成主的肉。
Within the spirit, when the piece of bread has been given thanks to God, it will become the body of Lord Jesus.
它来领进去。
And then as we partake it,
要吃了主的肉了。
And we will consume the body of Christ.
虽然物质上它没有改变。
Physically, even though it did not change,
但是灵里面它已经改变。
But in spirit, it will be changed.
这里常常领圣餐。
So you must frequently take Holy Communion.
你对主的爱就会激励起来。
And your love towards God will be invigorated.
还有在末日会复活。
And in the last days, you will be resurrected.
我们看约翰福音第6节。
Please turn to Gospel of John.
54节。 6章54节。
Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 56. Verse 53.
约翰6章53节
Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 53.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你里面。”54节。Verse 54。吃我肉和我血的，就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。所以说这里讲得很清楚了。Over
here, the Lord Jesus is very clear about his statement.
你吃生餐。
He said, "When you eat his bread, drink his cup."
第一，你有主的生命在你里面。
First of all, you will have His life in you.
你领圣餐领完之后，你的灵命就会旺盛。
And after you partake the Holy Communion, your spiritual life will be invigorated.
对主的爱，对主的信心就会提升。
The love of God,
faith.
The faith of God towards God will be uplifted.
再来，末日主耶稣会叫你复活。
And then at the end days, the Lord will raise your body.
那新的耶稣就不怕死了。
So as you believe in the Lord, you are not afraid of death.
按照定命，人人都有一死。
According to destiny, every single person will have to die.
你怕死不怕死都会死。
Regardless if you are afraid of death or not, you will have to die anyway.
信主耶稣的人有一个盼望。
So as a Christian, we have this one hope.
百年归老，我们身体退化，然后就病，之后就离开。
Someday we're going to get sick, and then we'll depart from this world.
这是基督徒的死亡，我们叫做睡觉。
And the death of a Christian is regarded as being asleep.
主耶稣会用他复活的大能，让他叫我们起来。
So the Lord Jesus will use His immense power to raise us again.
改变我们的形状。
So they will change our shape.
让我们提到他的国度里面。
And will be lifted into His kingdom.
但是要吃圣餐。
But then we have to partake Holy Communion.
吃主的肉，喝主的血才会复活。
That we have to partake His body and also His blood.
以上就是圣餐里的道理。
I've just spoken about the teaching of Holy Communion.
现在我们要注谢饼。
Now we're going to give thanks to the bread.
这一块是用纯面粉做成的无酵饼。
And this is a piece of bread that has been made out of flour and is unleavened.
没有发酵，代表主耶稣的身体是无罪的。
So without yeast in there, it means that the Lord Jesus is sinless.
一块饼代表主耶稣的身体只有一个。
And this one piece of bread symbolizes that the Lord Jesus has only have one body.
我们在主里都是主的身体，要合一。And
within the Lord, we're just one. We all have to come to unity.
现在我们同心一起祷告，默祷来祝谢这个饼。And
now we're going to kneel down and pray in silence to give thanks to the bread.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。Hallelujah,
in the name of Lord Jesus, we give thanks.
主爱的主，我们感谢你。Oh,
our merciful Father, we thank you.
你从天上降世为人。And
you have come from heaven and become a human on earth.
来到这个充满苦难、眼泪、痛苦的世界。And
you have come to this world that's filled with all kinds of pains and sorrow.
因为你知道我们人因为犯了罪离开了你。
And you know that a human has committed sin and departed from you.
生活充满各样的愁苦。
And in our lives is filled with all kinds of anxiety.
将来还要面对审判, 永远的死亡。
In the future, we'll have to face judgment and also death.
但是你来到世界,
but as you came to this world in flesh,
把你的福音带给我吗?
As your salvation has been brought towards us,
你要我们开出一条又生又活的道路,
and you have already opened up a way that is lively and also full of hope.
你打破了自己的身体, 为我们流血。
And you have broken up your body and also shed your blood for us.
要我们重新得到救赎,
so that once again we can receive this salvation.
罪过得到赦免,
and our sins will be redeemed.
主啊, 我们现在还有福气, 能够跪在你的面前,
oh, now we still have the blessing of you to have knelt down before you.
求你赦免我们过去一切的软弱,
please forgive all of our iniquities in the past,
洁净我们心中一切的罪,
and to cleanse all of our sins in our hearts.
你按照你圣灵的应许,
according to the promise of Holy Spirit,
圣灵的运行, 让这块无效饼, 灵化成为你的肉,
and also the work of Holy Spirit, so that this bread will become spiritual as the body of you.
让我们领受了之后, 能够有你的生命在我们里面,
so that after partaking, we'll have your life in us,
让我们对你更有信心,
so they will have faith towards you,
让我们更努力地为你做见证,
and will have boldness to testify for you.
最重要我们的生命得到改变,
and the most important of all is that our life will be changed,
能够彰显你的荣耀,
and we can exalt your name.
主啊, 我们恳求你帮助我们,
oh Lord, please help us.
愿一切荣耀, 颂赞, 尊贵都归于你的生命,
may all the glory and exaltation be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We would like to ask the congregation to sing hymn number 97.
这一壶是用纯葡萄压榨得出的葡萄汁。
This kettle, inside the kettle, we have a freshly squeezed grape juice.
没有放任何的发酵。
There's no yeast in there or other additives.
是纯的。
It is pure.
我们现在要同心跪下祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we'll give thanks.
是爱的主, 我们感谢你。
O Lord, merciful Father, we thank you.
你的爱何等的长阔高深。
Your love is so immense, so high, so wide, and so deep.
你爱我们, 爱到可以为我们来到世上。
And you can love us till the extent that you came to this world in flesh.
你爱我们, 可以爱我们, 为我们钉十字架。
And you love it to the extent that you crucify on the cross.
我们可以想象你当初为我们所受的苦是何等的大。
And we could imagine how much excruciating pain that you experienced for us on the cross.
你的身体被打破。
And your body has been broken.
你的头戴着荆棘冠冕。
And your head has been put on this thorn of crown.
在流血。
And it was bleeding.
你的背被打烂。
And your back has been broken, has been whipped.
你的手跟脚被钉穿也是流血。
And all of your palms and your legs has been nailed with nail and bleeding.
你的心也有我们承担了一切的罪跟痛苦。
And your heart has taken up all the pains of all of us.
因你的鞭伤我们得医治。
Because of the flogging, that our pain and our sorrow may be healed.
因你的苦难我们得以平安。
And because of the pain that you have gone through, the toil, and so that our difficulties are resolved.
主啊, 我们何等的不配。
Oh Lord, we are so unworthy.
但是我们也何等的感谢。
But we also thank you so much.
我们愿意一辈子跟随你。
And we wanted to follow you all of our lifetime.
我们愿意用生命去爱你。
We wanted to use our life to love you.
可惜我们常常很软弱。
But unfortunately, we are often weak.
我们的爱常常是三分钟热度。
Sometimes our love only lasts for 3 minutes.
立志了不久又忘记。
As soon as we determined to do so, we quickly forgot.
看到这个世界花花碌碌，吸引我们的心。
And if we look at this world, there are so many trends that derail us.
我们忘记当初答应你的事。
And we already forgotten the things that we promised you to do.
我们肉体也很软弱。
And our body is so weak.
有时候不柔自主的, 被私欲所控制。
Sometimes unknowingly or unable to control ourselves, but to submit to our desires.
我们很想改变自己，却没有力量。
We wanted to change ourselves, but yet our spirits are weak.
但是我知道你会帮助我们。
And we know that you will help us.
今天恳求你圣灵的同在，借着你的灵灵化这瓶葡萄汁。
Today we kindly ask the Holy Spirit to work within us.
让我们领受了之后，能够领受了你的血。
So that after we partake this cup, we will partake your blood.
让你的生命再一次在我们里面燃烧。
And once again, your life will burn again within us.
让我们对聚会可以火热。
So that we'll become zealous coming to the church for service.
对侍奉可以火热。
In our service to the Lord, we'll become zealous.
对你产生从起初所有的爱。
And so that we will insist on the love at the beginning.
因为你是最爱我们的。
Because you're the one who loves us the most.
哇，我们跪在你的面前。
Oh Lord, we are kneeling down before you.
恳求你赦免我们一切的软弱罪过。
We're begging you to forgive all of our iniquities and sins.
愿你的平安再次充满我们的心灵。
May your peace once again fill in all of our hearts.
愿一切荣耀、颂赞、尊贵归于你的圣名。
May all the glory and exaltation be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Please sing hymn number 99.
感谢主耶稣，让我们领受了圣餐。
Thanks the grace of God, we have received the Holy Communion.
在还没有最后唱诗祷告之前，要为今天新受洗的读一段圣经。
Before we conclude the Holy Communion at this point, I would like to read a passage of the Bible to the newly baptized.
打开《使徒行传》的第十五章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章二十八节。
Book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 28.
十五章二十八节。
Chapter 15, verse 28.
因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。第十九节。
Verse 29.
就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件你们若能自己禁戒不犯，就好了，愿你们平安。
Verse 28. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourself from these, you will do well. Farewell.
我们信了主之后，还要在世上过日子。
After we believe in the Lord, we still have to live in this physical world.
只等到我们生命结束，主耶稣接我们去天家。
We have to live to the point before we ended up in heaven.
这一段的过程叫做信仰的生活。
And this entire process means the life of faith.
洗礼不是毕业，洗礼只是开始。
The baptism itself is not a graduation, but rather it's the beginning of things.
那怎么在有限的人生当中享受到神赐给我们的平安？
And how can we receive the peace of the Lord in this limited life?
你要听主的话才会有平安。
We have to listen to the words of God in order to receive peace from Him.
信主耶稣没有太多的重担。
And there's no burden of believing in the Lord.
但是有几件事情是不可以少的。
But a few things that it is necessary.
我们要来讲讲按照圣经第一样。
According to the Bible, we would like to talk about the first one.
我们要禁戒祭偶像的物和血。
Abstain from things offered to idols, from blood.
偶像就是人造出来的东西，取代了神的荣耀。
Idols are things that is made by human to replace the glory of God.
我们信主之后不可以再拥有偶像或是拜偶像。
And after believing in the Lord, we should no longer have idols and worship idols.
家里还有不洁净的物跟偶像有关，要马上通知教会，要去帮你除掉。
If there is any idols still in your home, which is unclean, please contact the church ministers to remove them.
如果你偷偷留着一些不舍得丢，那我告诉你，你是不会有平安的。神不喜欢。
And, if you're unwilling to let go some of the idols that you kept at home, I'm just going to tell you that you will never have peace.
给魔鬼留地步。
And you are leaving a foothold to the devil.
那我们要禁忌偶像, 也不可以吃祭过偶像的东西。
Not only we have to abstain from things that is offered to idols, we must not eat blood.
如果你去到朋友的家, 亲戚的家, 他们有拜偶像的, 他们有一些食物, 那你要怀疑, 那你要问, 如果拜过的, 绝对不能吃。
If you happen to be at the home of your family friends, that you suspect that those food has been offered to idols, with the benefit of the doubt, just ask.
你刚刚吃过主耶稣的筵席，就是圣餐。
And you have already partaken this holy communion, which is the supper or the feast of the Lord.
我们就不可以去吃魔鬼的筵席。
And we should never partake the feast of Satan again.
拜偶像的物就是吃魔鬼的筵席。
And if you were to eat those food that has been offered to idols, it's as if that you are partaking the feast of Satan.
第二样要禁忌的就是不可以吃血。
And the second thing you should abstain from is eating blood.
血是用来赎罪用的。
Blood is used for remission of sin.
在旧约的时代，那个动物的血用来献祭。
In the Old Testament, the blood of animal has been used to remit the sins of people.
因为生命里面有血。
Because there's life in blood.
所以我们不可以把血当作食物。
That's the reason why we cannot treat blood as food.
中国人或者有一些其他的民族，他们特别喜欢猪红、鸡红、鸭红，那个信主之后都不能吃。
And like in the Chinese culture, a lot of people eat blood in their cuisine. And after you believe in the Lord, you should abstain from any of that.
西方人有一些也是用这个动物的血做一些 pudding， 做一些好像那个蛋糕之类的。那里一定要问清楚，一定要小心，不能吃。
In the Western world as well, there are some culture that also use blood in their cuisine. And when in doubt, please ask.
好，再来，不可以吃勒死的牲畜。
And you should not also eat things that are strangled.
神把动物的肉给人，但是没有把血给人家吃。
God has given us the flesh of animals for us to consume, but He has never given us the blood to consume. Therefore, before you consume the flesh of an animal, the blood has to be let out first.
如果没放血就死的，勒死的，那个里面的肉还有大量的血，那个肉我们就不能吃。
If the animal is strangled, if the blood is still in the body, then we cannot eat it.
有一些中国人，有些时候杀一些鸡啊、鱼干啊，把它们勒死，说比较补啊。
And some Chinese believe that certain animals, if you were to eat strangled, it is much more beneficial to your body.
这个我们知道了，我们都不能吃。
From now on, we know we should not eat it.
好，那最后一样要特别小心的就是奸淫。
And lastly, the most important thing that we have to pay attention to is sexual immorality.
奸淫就是 婚姻之外所发生的性关系。
And sexual immorality is pointing at a sexual relationship that is outside of your marriage.
性是神给夫妻在婚姻里面很神圣的一件礼物。
And sexual relationship is a gift from God to those who are married in the Lord.
但是如果在婚姻之外，这个就是大罪。
But then if it is outside of your marriage relationship, it is a major sin.
这个叫做奸淫。
It is so-called sexual immorality.
这是十诫的第七诫。
It is the seventh commandment in the Ten Commandments.
如果犯了这个罪的话, 你会失去永生。
And if you committed this sin, you will lose the status of eternal life.
之前所做的一切就白做了。
And whatever you have done in the past all went into vain.
所以要避免淫乱的事。
Therefore, we have to abstain ourselves from any kind of sexual immorality.
要预防胜于治疗。
And we need to prevent it rather than cure.
第一，我们要控制自己的眼睛。
First of all, we have to control the things that we see.
像中国人说，不要想入非非啊。
Just like what Chinese saying is that you should not think astray.
那为什么你会想呢？因为先看呢。
Why do you think and then see?
做一些色情的电影。
There are a lot of pornographies.
或者是电影里面有一些 不好的镜头，那些犯罪奸淫的镜头，我们基督徒都应该避免。
And even though some of the movies, they also have certain scenes where it involves with sexual immorality. As a Christian, we should shun away from it.
看那些东西就会挑起你的欲望。
And because by looking at it, it will stir up your sexual desire.
你对那些东西就越来越麻木。
And suddenly you find yourself become numb,
胆就会越来越大。
And you become more bold.
你就会可见我可能就犯奸淫。
And to the point where you decidedly commit the sin.
你看都不敢看。 当然是不敢去想，不敢去做啊。
And if you dare not watching it, then you will not think about it.
但是控制眼睛还不够。
But then it's not enough to just control what you see.
要控制我们的内心。
And you must control your heart.
夫妻之间要彼此的坦诚。
Among couples, you need to be honest to each other.
不可以让别的异性进到你的心里面。
You must not let any other opposite sex to enter into your relationship.
心中要专一。
And your heart must be devoted to one another.
这个就能够预防这些所谓的婚外情或者是奸淫的发生。
This is how you prevent yourself from committing sexual immorality or having affairs outside of your marriage.
说实在，在教会里面，因为拜偶像啊、吃血的人、跌倒的人很少。
As a matter of fact, in the church, there are only a handful of people who actually fell because of eating food that has been offered to idols or because they ate blood.
但是因为奸淫跌倒的人很多。
But there are a lot of people who fall because of sexual immorality.
这是魔鬼现在末世这个叫淫乱的时代最厉害的一个武器。
At this end time, this is the most powerful tool that Satan is using to tempt people.
要勒住自己的眼，还有要控制自己的内心。
So we have to control the things that we see. At the same time, we have to control our heart.
已经结婚的就要跟自己的配偶保持良好的关系， 把心给对方。
So for those who have already gotten married, you should give your heart solely to your partner.
因为是在座有好几对啊，都是刚结婚、忙生了孩子，今天把baby洗礼的。
Especially, there are a few couples right here who are newly wedded for a couple of years and also baptized.
孩子洗礼。 也很好，代表家里有会很忙。
And it's good that your child has been baptized because you will experience much more time tied up to your kids.
两个人也要经营你们夫妻的关系。
But the couple will have to manage your own marriage.
不能只是顾着孩子。
From time to time, you cannot only devote yourself to the child.
那还有了年轻人呢，还没有结婚，就不可以跟任何人发生性行为。
And also for those youth or people or members who have not yet married, you cannot involve in any kind of sexual relationship with any other people.
保守自己圣洁。Preserve
yourself to be holy.
将来可以在教堂结婚得到神的祝福。In
the future, you will be able to get married in the chapel to receive the blessing from God.
当然了，同性恋在圣经里面也是犯奸淫罪。
Of course, according to the Bible, homosexuality it is also a kind of sexual immorality.
就是圣经的话，跟政治没有关系。And
the words in the Bible has nothing to do with politics.
这个世界人以自己的想法为中心。People
in this world these days, they are very egocentric.
但是我们是神的儿女。But
we are the children of God.
我们相信神的话。We
believe in the words of God.
我们生活是用神的标准，不是用人的标准。We
live our life according to the measure, the standard of God.
所以如果自己禁戒这些事，圣经就说就好了，就会有平安了。And
if we abstain all of these that has been said, we will do well.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help all of us.
现在我们要最后来唱一首诗，就来祷告。
And now we'd like to sing the last hymn and pray.
我们来唱297首。
Please sing hymn number 297.
唱这首诗是提醒我们今天信了主了要为主立何志。
It is a reminder to all of us by singing this hymn so that we must determine for the Lord.